प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितं आविराविर्मयेधि वेदस्य महानीस्थः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासि अनेनाधीतेन होरात्रान् संदधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। So today we continue with the same hymn we started last time. One of the most important hymns to Surya Savitri, Surya Bhaga. Bhaga is the Lord of the Delight. And Sri Aurobindo in his article will explain to us why Savitar is Bhaga at the same time. What is Soma and what is all this creation about? So let us read first the text and go step by step till the end. Tat savitur vrinimahe vayam devasya bhojanam shraishtham sarvadhatamam turam bhagasya dhimahi asya hi svayashastaram savituh kachana priyam naminanti svarajyam sahi ratnani dashushe suvati savita bhagah tam bhagam chitram imahe adhyano deva savita prajavat savih saubhagam paradushvapniyam suva vishvani deva savitar turitani parasuva yad bhadram tannah asuva anagaso aditaye devasya savituh save vishvavamani dhimahi avishvadevam satpatim suktai radya vrnimahe satyasavam savitaram ya ime ubhe ahani purayeti aprayuchan suadhir devah savita ya ima vishva jatani ashra vayati shlokena prachasuvati savita. Tat savitur vrinimahe vayam devasya bhojanam shraishtham sarvadhatamam turam bhagasya dhimahi. Oh, maybe I should do it like this. Yeah? Select the whole thing, yes, ma'am. And to make a fitting for the class. O Savitri, divine, we embrace that enjoying that which is the best, rightly disposes all, reaches the goal, even bhagas, we hold by the thought. Dhimahi, we hold by the thought. Sri Aurobindo will come back to this dhimahi a few times in this hymn. That we enclose into ourselves, that enjoying of Savitar, tat savitur vrinimahe vayam devasya bhojanam. That enjoying of Savitar, devasya bhojanam, of the God, which is the best? Shreishtam or Shreshtam, which is the most powerful in establishing and holding all? Sarvadhatamam, Sarvadhatama, most establishing all, the supreme in power to hold all. Turam, strong and swift, Bhagasya Dhimahi, of its movement towards the goal. So many words, strong and swift in its movement towards the goal, Turam. And you will not see it, but if you take it from which root it is derived, from root 3 to cross to another side, so Turam would have that powerful, swift, and carrying you to another side. And everything is in one word. That of the Lord of Bliss, Bhagasya, we fix our concentration upon, we fix our consciousness upon. It is an interesting thought that the enjoy of Savitar is upholding all, supporting all in the oneness of the universe. It seems that the joy is to be found in all. That is the ultimate joy. If you find joy only for the particular self, for yourself, against others, it is not a real joy. It's not an ultimate joy. It will vanish. It seems the highest criteria of joy, which is not vanishing, is that it is for all and in all. And if it is not in all, then it's not a real one. It's quite interesting. Shreishtam Sarvadhatama, most establishing for all, holding all, the best, or establishing the best for all. Asya hi svaya shastaram savituh kachana priyam naminanti svarajyam. For of him no pleasure in things can they diminish. For too self-victorious is it, nor the self-empire of this enjoyer. So the pleasure in all things nobody can diminish, because it is his swarajya, it's his self-victorious or self-empire of this enjoyer in all. Yes? Naminanti, they cannot measure him or cannot diminish him. His indeed is a self-victorious delight, stronger of all that may oppose it, the self-empire of Savitar, which none can diminish. It is a crucial characteristic of Savitar that there is no power in this or that world which can diminish his delight, which is self-ruling in all the manifested and not yet manifested things. It is because of his delight that none can actually leave this creation, though it is so difficult to bear. And I'm quoting from Savitri, happy, inert, it's about Shiva, he lies beneath her feet, beneath Kali's feet, who is dancing on his chest. His breast he offers for her cosmic dance, of which our lives are the quivering theater, and none could bear but for his strength within, yet none could leave because of his delight. So we are trapped. In one sense we would leave, but we can't, because there is his delight in it. So we are...
He's being solitary.
Say it again. The Lord's delight. And since Savitar and all these Godheads represent Lord in particular movement or manifestation, then it is about him. Here it is Shiva, but that doesn't matter, because if you see what Shiva does and what Savitar does, these are aspects of the same Lord, and the names of the same Lord doing, manifesting the in the cosmos. Sahi ratnani dashu she suvati savita bhagah tam bhagam chitram imahe. Tis he that sends forth the delights of the giver, the God who is the bringer forth of things. That varied riches of his enjoyment we seek. It is he that sends forth the delights, suvati, yes, presses out, distills the delights of the giver. Ratnani, on the giver, Dashushe, to the giver. It is he who distills the delights towards the sacrificer. And what are these delights? And Sri Bindu will explain in the article which we will read at the end that these are the ways how Savitar manifests in the world. That the delight which souls experiences every time doing something is exactly his delight. Why we are happy when we do something right? Where it is coming from, this feeling of happiness? Oh, we did such a good job. Why the delight suddenly is accompanying it and not something else, or indifference? So it is his delight distilled towards the soul while the sacrifice is made. It is that varied richness of his enjoyment that we seek. We want to, with all our movements and actions, we want to earn that delight. There's nothing else we do. We're just looking for that delight by our activities. And even our misled activities, such as, you know, selfish activities, we are looking for the delight. I will have a nice house, nice garden, I will have a lot of money in the bank account, it will be mine, yes? And delight will be mine finally. But this is a wrong movement. We have everything, we have house, garden, money, account, and we are worried every day, we do not know what to do, we are not happy. Why? Because the action was wrong. It was not sacrificial action, it was selfish action for oneself, to hold, to be small, to shrink. And then there is delight, delight is not coming. Savitar is not sending delight to such self-giver. Only to the giver of oneself he sends the delight. The one who gives oneself to him, he gives the delight. You think all these great sannyasis, they are suffering? They are happy like anything. They are much happier than we are, kind of trying to survive. Did you see these people on the streets in... You saw people on the streets in India. Why they are happy? They have nothing. They have no house to live in. They have no water to wash themselves. They have to stand in a long queue. And they are happy. So the happiness does not depend on that what you have, but what you do. Of course, on the streets you can be also unhappy, not necessarily only happy.
But I think there's a question I just showed on Saturday, this films, no, about the Wonders Project with you, and one I first got from Agastya version, and they go out with the car and show the young people on the countryside how to get an understanding of scientific approach, and just so joyous by the children to awake this curiosity. And then several other films, small ones, I showed, and then one of giving services was from the ashram from Mahatma Gandhi. It is in Ahmedabad, and there are 120,000 people living in slums. And then, it, in a way, it's how this people take care and like to bring them up was nice, no? Also, and I felt, but always I felt there was something like an energy. It was not totally right. And then later, and I meditated, and again also Vajracharan was in the event and out in the film, because I felt something is not correct. This is poorness, what we said. There is happiness by the poorness, but there's, and then I meditated and gave to the mother, what was it, what was this? And then I recognized by Agastya, there is this urge to go forward. And by this other one is still this tamas strong. There is a happiness in this poorness also, but the tamas is so strong. So that is, and then I felt that it's not how you say, mother, children will go more with this Agastya version to go forcefully forward.
No, no, I was not trying to preach poverty. I was saying that the happiness, real happiness, does not depend on how we approach it. Approaching it selfishly does not give you happiness. Even if you manage everything and you are very much in control of your life, yeah, that doesn't give anything, any shadow of Savitar's happiness. Bible, yeah. Bible is something else. But still, yes. What is here interesting when I look at this, the God who is the bringer forth of things, it's not only that he gives to the one who gives himself, because he is the creator of all, and because he is the creator of all, the very creation of by self-giving is giving you that delight. And Shubhendu says that you can start also from the delight and move into knowledge. Not necessarily from knowledge you will move into delight. So if that delight is found in action, in activity, in self-giving, then knowledge will appear. It's an inherent part of that delight. We will come to this at the end. He indeed urges on to Suvati, the giver of the sacrifice, the spiritual experiences of delight. For he is Savitar Bhaga, the impeller of all things and the enjoyer of all things. So he will give to the giver of himself the capacity to enjoy all things. So you don't have to have your things to enjoy. You can enjoy all as they are, wherever they are. You don't have to have them in order to enjoy them. It is that delight, varied by many different perceptions, chitram, full of light of consciousness, that we seek. We want to have delight which is meaningfully related to the whole. We don't want to have delight which is related only to ourselves. Did you notice it? People who have everything, they are seeking some kind of communication. They want to speak to somebody. And sometimes they are so much alone with all their things and their bank accounts that they have nobody to speak to. So they find somebody finally, somewhere, you know. Yes. In some cafe, some kind of, you know, guy who is having nothing, and pour their heart out because they can't really do it within their framework in which they earned that money. They cannot do it because they will lose it. Money is of different kind. It will hold you back. It will not allow you to do this communication. There are many movies of this kind. You can see every time this poor rich guys, they find somebody and like him so much because they can speak to him something of their own. So the word chitram is often used as an adjective in the Veda for power or delight. It is derived from ruchi, to perceive, to know. From here, chit, consciousness. So chitra is that conscious light, or light of consciousness, if you like. actually nobody translates it in this way, but every time in the Veda I find word Chitra, it is always put into that context. For example, Satyavan, he was drawing ashwas. Yes? And he was called Chitrashva. He had another name. And it's quite interesting. Chitrashva is that consciousness force. Consciousness force, or illumined force, which is consciousness force, which is the basis of all creation. It is by consciousness force that creation is manifested. The soul comes from this consciousness force. So, chi, to perceive, to know. In the later language, it is always translated as various, colorful, many colored, or even as a picture. So if we try to fix the meaning of this Vedic term, introducing the meaning of its root, it would be translated as conscious, or perceiving many facets or colors of, or even varied in many different perceptions. You can imagine, varied in many different perceptions. Not only one, but many. So it means it's a property of a higher mind, where you could see things, how they connect, and how they are established in a more global or universal consciousness. So the phrase tam bhagam chitram imahe can be translated as, we seek the delight capable of perceiving or being conscious of many aspects of this creation, which is the universal delight. Adhyano deva savitah prajavat savih sau bhagam paradushvapniyam suva. Today, O Divine Producer, send forth on us fruitful felicity. Dismiss what belongs to the evil dream. Now urge unto us your fruitful and perfect delight, O Savitar. Urge away the evil perception from us, which was imposed on us as if a bad dream. It's my interpretation as if a bad dream. There is nothing of the kind. It is a bad dream. Means it is a reality which is, and Sri Aurobindo will explain this word at the end, it is a misplaced reality. The order is misplaced, things are misplaced, and it becomes a nightmare. The consciousness does not recognize the divine property in things. Realization of consciousness of the Lord is compared to the waking up from the nightmare, dushvapnyam. The Rishi has realized already this perception and asks Savitar to generate the delight full of fruitful outcome, prajavat. And it's quite interesting how Sri Aurobindo will translate it also. This is the offspring of the soul. Not just offspring of the body, but these are the outcomes of the soul, and they can live and they can support the soul in its movement. Full of offspring for man, and to urge the consciousness of falsehood and ignorance to get away and not to veil the perception of the truth. Vishvani deva savitar duritani parasuva yad bhadram tanna asuva. All evils, O Divine Producer, dismiss. What is good, that send forth unto us.
O Divine Producer, whose many colors?
Savitar. Now it's growing. Vishvani duritani. All those obstacles or those evils, as Sri Aurobindo translates, dur ita, going bad, going wrong, moving wrong. There is suvita, which is moving right, and durita, which is moving wrong. Everything which is true, but it is moving wrong. So it is that what we call evil. It is not that it is not true in its own being or in its own consciousness. It's only doing something which it is not supposed to do. So all these moving wrongs or divine producer dismiss parasuva, so to say, move them away beyond what is good, yad bahadram, tant, that sent forth on us, tanna asuva. All that leads us in a wrong way, you, O God, Savitar, send away from us, and that which is good you send on to us. Now the Rishi asks Savitar to impel all the auspicious, all that is auspicious unto men, beneficial for their growth, bhadram, and to remove, dispel all that which is obstructing his sacrificial march towards the truth. It is a formula of a dynamic truth which has to choose at every moment or at every step on the journey towards the manifestation of the divine, what is to be done, that is to be done. Such an attitude demands from a pilgrim a full awakening and alertness all the time, which implies that the self has been already found and realized. But if the realization of the self did not take place, and the people are exposed to such a dynamic pressure of rhythm, they would have to suffer the consequences of the battles they themselves cannot handle. They would have to invoke the powers and the presence of the Godheads to help them out. Even if they have realized their self, they would need the help of the universal forces of the divine. What to say about those who did not yet found themselves? Why I'm saying this here, because it was meaningful to me that time. Suddenly I saw a very strange thing. We were drawn to Sri Aurobindo's and Mata's yoga too soon. Their yoga presupposes realization of the self already. And we were thrown into this yoga. And what we have this dynamism of the truth. We are coming off, we are feeling well, and tomorrow or in the evening we are going down into a deep, 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 deep thing from which there is no way out. And only by the time being we have to wait till it passes away. And I noticed this here in Auroville. Sometimes we are going into such deep depressions and stagnations for years. And why it is so? Why we can't really be, you know, kind of steady, always good? Because we didn't realize the self. So as Sri Aurobindo says somewhere, supermind is not needed to realize the self. But the realization of the self is needed to realize the supermind. So since we claimed the dynamic truth of the supermind, with his lower levels starting from over mental and so on, this is the dynamism of the supermind. We cannot handle it. We need the help. We are really like these guinea pigs here. And somebody is watching and trying to see what would happen to the human race if they would have this particular exposure to this force. And that's what we do. So what is here, all that leads us in a wrong way, you, O God Savitar, send away from us. This is very similar. Even if we realize the self, we will have these battles. And we will have to face the evil even more. And we will need still this help of the dynamic force of the Godhead. We would have to invoke it every time. Basically, we have nothing else to do here, only to invoke that force. Actually, we are sent here for this purpose. We are the messengers, or we are the, I do not know, the counterparts, or the friends of that force which has to come to help us. We can't do anything ourselves here, whether we are realized or not realized in ourselves.
Maybe
If they are already illumined.
Is it, yeah.
It happens many times in the village.
I think it's not general this. When we are at Earth, we have to ask for this. We have to be aware. I think we have to become conscious that we always need the help for doing the process here.
Yes, because it's not personal illumination. Yeah. It's work to be done here.
Exactly.
For the Earth, and you cannot escape once you get a glimpse of something. You have to share with the rest who has no clue. Mm-hmm. And you share with them because it doesn't stay in your presence. And you go down and after you pray.
Since it is not only personal yoga here, but something for the universe, then it appears that every time we think we already established something secured and we can live now, I have everything now till the end of my life, and then what happens? Suddenly you're knocked down. Because it is, you have nothing here till the last moment. Huh? It's a big mistake to think this way. I thought many times this way, that I will go, I will earn money, and then I will secure my life, and nothing will disturb me. I will be doing what I want to do. No way. It doesn't work this way. You go to earn money, you are stuck there forever with those forces, with those kind of beings, and you cannot come out. So you come out, and then you are given everything you need on this path to proceed. So there is a kind of strange blend of things, and nothing is final.
Is it constantly necessary to be aware of this, the background that you are talking about, the rest of the universe, or is it necessary to be focusing on your life? Whichever place that you might be, and solving your own puzzles to the best of your ability at that particular moment.
I guess both, you know. Cannot be that only I'm only universal being, then it's a hypocrisy of some kind, because I will be drawn back to myself. But what is interesting, scent good, what is good scent onto us? That means even if you are realized, if you already have, how to say, you already nearly realized supramental consciousness, yes, there will be a depth of inconscient which you will have to deal with, and that the supreme good is to be sent, otherwise you will not manage. So we are the transformation station, or radio station if you like. We are receiving signals and expressing them into this manifestation. And it is not our business.
And I think also, even if you also have realized what in your person is totally fully realized, then you get tasked to work for the world. I mean, every person is connected to the unconscious and subconscious of the whole world. So you get then
exactly.
One task of the other. And that's why they say, the divine always gives to you what you can bear, what you can
exactly. Bear delight and sorrow, because sorrow is nothing but delight in ignorance, yes? Mm-hmm. Where we are ignorant, we receive delight and it feels like sorrow. Because it is misplaced by ignorance, mm-hmm. by the darkness of consciousness.
And also when I first read about Mahatma also, both are totally dedicated to something higher, both. Their whole life, and in
some
you find it also, they dedicate to the Supreme.
Right.
And the mother also in her prayers in 1912 and
1913. Yes. So, anagaso aditaye devasya savitu save vishvava mani dhimahi. Blameless. For infinite being, in the outpouring of the divine producer, we hold by the thought all things of delight. For it is when Savitar is urging us towards the realization of infinite consciousness of Aditi, Aditaye, that we become sinless and faultless, holding in our mind all things of delight. Now, holding in our mind all things of delight, we have to come back to it again in the end. What is suggested here is that being on the right path is making man faultless and sinless. It's not necessarily that he is already faultless and sinless, but the faultless and sinlessness comes with choosing the right path. We can be still imperfect, but the path is already true, and something happens, sunlit path. For it is then he can hold in his consciousness all things of delight, and they are coming, they are not finally there, they will be coming according to the movement on the path. The manifold perception of delight, bhagam chitram, and by doing so becomes most true to all. And it is in that movement or in that journey that he finds his position to all finally illumine. He doesn't need to quarrel with anybody anymore. He finds everybody in a right place and understands others. I was telling once my impression after having a Sanskritam Shibiram of Sanskrit language when I came back to Prarthana, and I saw my neighbors with whom I was quarreling all the time, very tough neighbors in Prarthana. And then I saw them differently through Sanskrit language. It was settled for 21 days. I saw them wonderful. They were great beings. I could come to them straight and, you know, and see them differently. I didn't see that thing which we usually see in English language, yes? Which was settled. So this kind of to be on the right path is something very unique, and we can experience it once in a while at least. That you are in love with someone, and then you are in love with the whole world, and you do not know why you love everybody. You should love that person whom you are in love with, yes? And then you feel that actually you are not in love with that person. You are in love with something greater, and the person was only a trigger for this love to come out.
It's the opening of the heart.
Right. And then you love everything. Everything is beautiful. Heavy rain is wonderful. Muddy, there's such a beautiful mud, you know, soft. And so, and by doing so...
Do you do a class in the next time about this?
This is Bhaga Savitri, yes. The delight in things. And by doing so becomes most true to all. This is the significant criteria. No? This is the core of this vision. The delight neutralizes the division made by day and night, as it were, and by dwelling on it, one becomes supporting all. Avishvadevam satpatim suktairadhyavranimahe satyasavam savitaram. The universal Godhead and Master of Being we accept into ourselves by perfect words today. The producer whose production is of the truth. Now, the truth is not yet there statically presented. It is produced every time when we move on the path. And we have to be ready to recognize it. And for that we have to be empty. And we have to not to carry with us too big luggage. No? Because we already know everything, and with that luggage we want to travel. It's not this way. There has to be some kind of balance between luggage and new thing. Because he is the producer of truth. Every time he will bring something new. Sri Aurobindo translates avranimahe, we choose for us. We accept into ourselves. It's interesting that he shifts. We accept into ourselves. which is very close to the original meaning of the root vri, to enclose and therefore to choose. We accept into ourselves by expressing it perfectly in our consciousness by the hymns. The God in the universe, Vishvadeva, or the universal Godhead, who is the Lord of existence, Savitar, who urges truth to manifest. Now, the truth is to manifest, and that is something else than truth is to be received or perceived or gained or discovered. It has to manifest. There is a dynamism of manifestation. It is to be made, to be created. It's something else than simply to perceive it and finalize it. As Shubhendu says, he distills, he urges. We will come to his final writing. The Lord of existence, Satpati, it's also Satpati, of the Sat, of that what is also here in the universe as Vishvadeva, the Lord of the universe. So Satpati most probably is the self, whereas Vishvadeva is the Lord. It is he who is urging the truth to manifest here, Satyasava. The Lord, Isha, the Impeller, Savitar. So we people, accept his urging movement within us to manifest the truth. And by expressing it perfectly in us, by the affirmations, allow him to manifest through us. Now what we have to do here is to affirm him within us by the word. Word is fixing this possibility in consciousness, and he will come and use this. We have to do something, yes, for him to come, because we have a freedom of choice to do it or not to do it. It is up to us. Yaime ubhe ahani puraiti aprayuchan suadhir deva savita.
Of course. That is a thing
how else? Yes, how else this would happen? By miracle? Of course, nature will take its time. And after a million years, we will be there eventually. But the sacrifice was something else. But it's not necessarily we will be there. We may choose something opposite also. Oh, no, we will not, but the freedom of choice is given.
Seriously?
Yes, it is given.
And so those souls who are choose opposite way of doing what they are going to
do. When you made your choice already, the problem that we already made our choices. We are here not to choose anymore.
That's right. But the rest, yeah, of us.
Yes, we who made their choices. Yeah? People, yeah. Some people didn't make their choices, some people made wrong choices, which they have to again choose.
But for the sake of the progresses.
Yes, but they are also working even in the wrong direction for the sake of the progress of others who made right choices. Right. And can't be otherwise.
Yeah, so it seems like we have a choice.
Yes, we have a choice to go to move towards the light or towards the darkness. That's our choice.
Or straighter, or like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but still, the destination is love.
The destination is manifestation. We can become a food for this manifestation, or we can become the Lord of this manifestation. And enjoy it. Yeah.
This is a choice.
Yeah, the choice to be a food or to be an enjoyer of food. Yeah. That's actually quite a big choice. Well, it's the same from the highest point of view. But from our small point of view, it's a choice. Yes. From the higher point of view, he is the food, because he is Sat, the existence, divine existence, which he enjoys himself. So
his choice contains the sacrifices, and it contains the delight which people do know on a daily choice. I mean, choice for the divine.
Oh, delight is everywhere. Yeah, delight. Yeah.
But this kind of sacrifice.
Yes, it's another delight which Savitar gives only to those who give themselves. Other delight. Delight is everywhere, otherwise this manifestation would not take place, yes? It is in the darkness, it is in the deepest darkness. So, but yes, but this particular delight of the multitudinous perception of welfare of all, one cannot have once you move towards the darkness. So you narrow down your perceptions, you become alone. Yes, you suffer that delight, yeah? Because that delight becomes your suffering. Narrower the vision, the stronger the suffering of delight.
For me, since long that always comes up, one more to learn more, that more people learn Sanskrit, no? And all this, that would be one of the help that the Lord of existence can, what is that, bring him down more. I mean, and I think, well, in a way I feel that Sanskrit is something like the language of the future.
Thank you. Thank you. No, just emotions breaking through. I will bring my handkerchief. I would want to, yes, I thought there's something.
Before, no? You had been 21 days to this workshop,
yes.
Of Sanskrit, and can see all in this.
I was thinking the same thing just before you spoke it, that Sri Aurobindo and Mother wanted us to learn Sanskrit and wanted Sanskrit to be a national language of India. Why? Because of this, and not because of anything else. Now, who has access to it? Who wants to read it? Just look how many of us are here. That's it. And there are few in Pondicherry. And if you go with this stuff around, nobody has time for this, you know, blah, 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 blue, blue, blue. Nobody wants it. Everybody is busy doing other things.
Let's be happy that we are doing it so soon.
No, no, because there is no excess, real excess. That means language is not permitting, you see, to come in. English is some other language. It would not create for you this kind of ambulance. Yes, yes. So, yeah, even. Yes, you have to start. Everybody is welcome, please. Already so many people lovely studying. Martin was studying for a long time. I remember from the beginning when we were here together in Prarthana, he was regular in studies. So every one of us has something to do with this issue. Ya ime ubhe ahani puraiti aprayuchan suadhir deva savita. He who goes in front of both, this day and night, never faltering, placing rightly his thought, the divine producer. Now he goes in front of day and night. For him both and day and night, an infinite consciousness, as Sri Aurobindo will say, and finite consciousness, are only the modes of his expression. He is both of them and neither of those. And he is never faltering, never stumbling. He knows what is to be done in both and how it is to be done. He moves in front of both, day and night, never inattentive, thoughtful God. Suadhih, whose thought is perfectly attending, of whose establishment of consciousness perfectly reaching, aprayuchan, not inattentive. He is always attending, always seeing all the smallest details. It is as if Sri Aurobindo describes that supramental consciousness, where he speaks about that universal mind and says that it always attends, or rather subtends. Whatever we hear now, that these birds far away, motorbike, this buzz of the projector, it is all attended by this mind. It is not dropped. We are not attending to it in our surface mind. But deeper mind, he is everything, attends to everything. Nothing is belittled or put aside. Everything is engaged. Everything has its place and movement. It's a vaster consciousness. The time of Savitar's worship in India is in the morning before the day and in the evening before the night. It's another interpretation possible. It is the time of neither day nor night, that time of, you know, dusk, twilight. But of their oneness of both, between light and night. And, as it were, which is symbolically representing Savitar. He is manifesting the truth of both, day and night, being none of them exclusively. Ya ima vishva jatani ashravayati shlokena prachasuvati savita. He who by the rhythm makes heard of the knowledge all births and produces them, the divine producer. Who by the rhythm makes heard of the knowledge. We were talking in our poetic class that rhythm which calls for the words. All births of the knowledge, all births and produces them. It's a very complex. He makes all the beings which are born here in his manifestation aware of the truth by the sacred word and impels them forward, or compels them forward, pushes them forward, the divine impeller. There are two major actions of Savitar. In knowledge he makes all creatures know by the sacred word, by his consciousness present in them and compelling them by his command, so to say. Because we do not know why we do what we do. Why suddenly we have an idea. I have an idea, yeah, we say. Where it comes from, this thing, idea?
To go to India.
Yes. Or anything, you know. To go to Ganesh Bakery. Who told me to go to the Ganesh Bakery? And then my life goes on like this. I have an idea and I go and I do things. So this is one presence of Savitar, and second, in power. He makes all their bodies, forms of their existence. So all the creatures who are born here on earth know what to do and how to do it. And how to be, because of the divine impeller within them. So our form perfectly matches with our intentions. I want to grab this microphone and I can, because the form permits and the intention is according to the form. This is the beauty of this creation. The form and the name, the consciousness and the form are matching completely. And it is due to his action of Lord Savitar. Now there is one appendix which I wanted to read with you about this hymn, which is very beautiful, and you will see all that what we went through now directly spoken by Sri Aurobindo. Shall we read it? It is the Creator whose creation is the truth, whose sacrifice is the outpouring of the truth through the outpouring of his own Ananda, his divine and unerring joy of being into the human soul. This is what is creation about. This is the distilling of the Ananda by Savitar. This is what is food for the soul, soma, in the action, in manifestation. Whatever action, whatever movement we do here, it is corresponding to this distilling of soma and delight. So, shall we end with a minute of silence?